This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. As next week is Holy Week, many of you have been fasting since the first day of Lent. Today, I want you to know what's possible when you fast. Quite honestly, it was not until recently that I sincerely began to appreciate the benefits from fasting. It had always been something that I watched others do rather than seriously participating in myself. And there were occasions when I fasted with a group of ladies during the Lent season, but if I'm to be totally honest, my actions were more about furthering my intimacy with the group rather than my relationship with God. And thank goodness that was a long time ago. I have, however, learned quite a bit about fasting and have discovered three key takeaways. The first takeaway is that fasting will help you surrender your situation. When you fast, you find yourself turning matters over to God rather than attempting to control them yourself. Second, fasting guides your actions by giving you greater clarity on the next action you should take. It will also give you the confidence to follow through on those actions. You will find yourself calm and fortified as you fast. And finally, I've learned that I don't need to simply limit my forbearance to food and drink. Fasting from TV, radio, or whatever else is necessary for you to be in deeper communion with God will ultimately cleanse your soul. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today and watch me share my own experience with fasting. But before you do, remember these words. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayer. Ezra 8:23. So today, embrace fasting.